The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So it's time to get our poker on and get ready for that free agent frenzy and all kinds of stuff going on. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. And Fletcher keeping us on air out here at Dave and Buster's. If you want to get in today, well, probably shouldn't call, but we'll give you the number because we've got giveaways later, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. Of course, there is Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and very happy to have Jong Lee back after his one-day hiatus. John, good to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
Hope you had fun. Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves.
It was okay. It rained a little bit, but it was fun.
That's the worst, when you go to Schlitterbahn and it rains. No one needs that. I mean, they should know. Schlitterbahn should know better than to let it rain.
But it rains every day right now. This is ridiculous.
I'm so sick of that.
I am, too.
I want to move to the desert, Fred.
The last couple days have been okay, but there were about 5 days in a row, and it all started exactly the same time, right when it was time for me to drive to work.
Yeah.
Some big storm would come rolling through. So, you know, that stuff can bleep off.
Are you pretty stoked? You're counting down days.
I am. 5 days till vacation. Five show days till vacation.
Yeah.
Because we don't have one on Monday. But, yes, I am excited. I need a break.
Yeah.
It's not so much the show. It's all this other stuff I've been doing. It's just kind of – it's added up so much that I'm like – man, I got to get some time away where I'm not doing a damn thing or else my head's going to explode. So I'm going to completely I'm unplugging everything. I'll be on email, but I'm not going to be on Twitter or Facebook or any of that stuff for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fish and boat, play golf, drink beer, go for runs around the lake, and play Poker Stars.
All right.
That's it. That's my entire thing. And they've got a great new beer at that brewery up there. I love that. I can't wait to get. That's like my first stop when I get there is going to be at the brewery to load up on all my growlers. So I'll have 2 weeks worth.
All right.
So that's a plan. But I still have five more shows to do. So
you're not gonna check out.
Oh, God, no. No.
No, you're a grinder.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to raise my game here for these last
five. That's what I like. I want
to try to get a B+ before I leave.
I think maybe you can.
I don't know, man. I know that's a big goal for me because usually I'm a really solid D-minus, D, good day, C-minus. But I'm going to try really hard to get to that B+ range. So, man, I get here, and we're at David Buster's on Richmond Poker tonight. If you did not win a spot, you can still come out, get signed up. And if you did win a spot, you still need to be here by 6:45 so that we can actually get people seated on time and get the thing started. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll be playing tonight, and at least till 9:30. So, yeah, and unless something happens, I kind of want to go out where I get in with the best hand and get unlucky so that I don't look stupid.
Yeah,
that's all I'm really kind of hoping for, but. You know how it is. You start going after a while, the pride kicks in.
Yeah.
Especially after people buy you a couple drinks, and it's like, all right, it's on. Let's play. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, the top 25 will make it to the finals. And just to remind you guys when you're coming out and playing that it's kind of a different strategy. You're just trying to finish in the top 25. And a lot of people play like, oh, well, I got to get a bunch of chips and try to win this thing in the first level. And the reality is, man, you just got to make the top 25. So just keep that in mind when you're playing and play smart. And hopefully all blitzers make it to the finals. That's all we want. We just want to beat these free poker people. So, yeah, as soon as I log in.
I think we're off the air.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I'm getting tweets and messages.
Ah, no audio, huh? Okay, yeah, so we're not on the air.
Maybe. I don't know. We can still hear John, which is a good sign.
The radio went dead. App is working, though.
Okay.
With crazy noise. So the people on the app can hear us, which is good. So this is when I should talk about hockey because nobody
no,
can hear us.
No, don't do that.
It's a great day yesterday, man.
Do that to the people.
No, I'm not going to do that to the people. But see, it's always hard because you don't want to waste the good stuff, right?
Right.
Because, you know. Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3. Off the air. Off the air. Lost reception, guys. Dead air.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
Ain't that a B?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I guess I could say, ain't that a bitch? You can say that because we're not on the air.
Well, we could say it anyway.
I know, but we don't have to worry about anyone complaining now. Mm. Oh, well.
Yeah.
This is not a surprise, however. And apparently, I mean, it's not our fault. It's not Dave and Buster's fault. Because if we could still hear Jung,
yeah,
the only person to blame is the radio station. It's AD.
It's AD.
That's the only guy we can blame.
Exactly.
We can't even blame Boy Bun over here.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that bun? You're not going to talk? You got a microphone there. What is that? Is that helping you get laid or what?
Oh, a little bit. A little bit.
A little bit. What's that mean?
Oh, I mean, it's there.
You really think it's helping?
I think it's helping.
Were you getting laid before you had that bun?
Not as often.
Okay. What are you using, Tinder or what?
No, just meet people.
You're lying. No one does that. You're a millennial. You don't do that.
I'm actually in between the Generation X and the millennial.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
No, you're a millennial.
I'm still a millennial?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think if you were 30, maybe 31, then you're kind of borderline. You're clear millennial. That's, yeah, there's no, you're born like the late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're a millennial. You're using something to get laid. You're not just going up to bars and meeting people. That's the way old people do it. You don't do that.
He's drugging girls, be honest.
It could be.
With that look. He's got that hipster look, and you know how that works. All right, so the stream is working.
Yeah, if you want to hear us, you're going to have to use the powerful.
But it doesn't do us any good to tell you that if you're listening on your radio because all you're hearing is.
Jung, what is going on with this?
It should be back up.
Oh, really?
All right.
What had happened?
The power went out, and it's rebooting, and the backup generator kicked in.
Okay.
What's the power doing going out? It's not like there's a storm out there or something.
Power goes out sometimes. Hmm. By the way, Fletcher is leaving us.
Oh, where are you going,
really?
Fletcher?
Headed up to Dallas.
To do what?
Working at a production house. So everything, concerts, banquets, big speeches.
All right. Hipster. And you're going to do basically this same job?
Same job. Bigger equipment.
All right. Good for you. When do you leave?
Not this weekend, but the next one.
Okay. I hope it's a good job.
Yeah. Wish you best of luck.
There's very few reasons to move to Dallas. Hopefully that's a worthwhile one. I'd say no, but what do I know?
Hey, it's a big market at least.
That's right.
So there's that. And I can quit being scared that he's going to come in one day with a machete and just start going off on people.
Why do you worry about him with that?
It's the hair. It's the whole look. You know, he's kind of got that look like nice kid who decided he's got to mess himself up with this weird sort of grunge look. And, you know, the next step is for him to, you know, go Jeremy Spoke in class today.
Okay.
That's what I see when I see Fletcher. So he scares me a little bit. All right, so we're back on the air. Great. Texter asked, Fred, I assume when you say you're playing Poker Stars, it's for play money unless you've got some secret
league. You'll be in Canada.
No, I'll be in Canada, dude, where it is perfectly legal. And I have a Canadian account. I have my Poker Stars account up there is based on my in-laws' place. And when I cash out, the money goes into my Canadian account. It's all perfectly legal.
Good for you.
Which I only get to do it 2 weeks a year, but still. 315, you know what? It says, shout out to my alma mater, Coastal Carolina, for winning the National Baseball Championship. If that's really your alma mater, you're probably the only person in Houston from Coastal Carolina, but congratulations.
Shout out indeed. At Coastal Carolina, I think they're transitioning. They're going to be a Sun Belt school, and they're going to get football. I don't think they're going to get it this year. I think it's next year they get football, maybe even 2 years from now. I don't know. But they're transitioning to being an FBS team. So, you know, now they've done really well. They built that. They didn't have football before like the early 2000s, and I guess they've done really well in like the Big South or one of those crappy conferences.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to the FBS. But
good for them winning the. Yeah, that's one thing about college baseball. Rice has been able to win it, and now you've got Coastal Carolina winning it. If you can get a team together, you can make a pretty good run in this thing. But
And they were a top 25 team preseason, apparently.
Yeah, they were.
This is not as much of a Cinderella as you would.
Yeah, they were good before the season. Everybody knew they were going to be good. That pitcher of theirs that won today was 15-1. I mean, they won 53 games in the regular season. So, I mean, they're not out of nowhere. But it's just kind of cool to see somebody different. I mean, Arizona wins that thing all the time. Although I thought it was kind of funny. One of the reasons why I don't really like college baseball was telling you before the show. So they scored 7 runs today. 6 of them were unearned. 1 earned run, 4 errors. But, hey, they won. Congratulations. They clawed back, man. They lost early to TCU. They came back and won that end of it. They lost the first game of this. They went 2 in a row to finish it off. So, good job by those guys. And congratulations to all of our at least one listeners.
Our Chanticleers.
Our one Chanticleer out there. Congratulations. You should be, you should be partying like crazy. You should come out here and drink at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. 409 says, I was in Omaha all last week and everyone was infatuated with Coastal Carolina. It was exhausting. I think being in Omaha would be exhausting.
Yeah.
Just in general. But that's just me. 713-780-ESPN if you want to.
By the way, college baseball is still stupid. Hmm. It's just, I'm glad that someone called Coastal Carolina won. Which makes it almost even more stupid, but it's good to me. I like that. I never want someone named Coastal Carolina to win, like, at college basketball or college football. But college baseball is okay.
Yeah.
Because we don't care about that game anyway.
No, we really don't. And this is as much college baseball as we will ever talk on the show. It's just like anything else. Sometimes it's worth dealing with because it was kind of a cool little story. And they got it done, so congratulations. All right. We got a lot of stuff that happened. I was about to say it, and then we had the thing go off air, but I've got about 5 things that I saw happen right before we went on air that we need to talk about. We'll do that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The one real positive thing about being able to play on PokerStars and stuff like that in Canada, you don't get taxed for any winnings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for any gambling winnings. Whenever I go to the track, for instance, obviously here, if you hit an IRS ticket, and anybody who's ever done it, well, anybody who used our Belmont bet had to do it. If it's over 300 times a wager, over $600, then you have to sign for it, or if it's over 5,000. And the first time I hit a big one up there, it was like the week after we got married. We were at Woodbine, and I hit, I think, a $2,000 pick 3. And I go up there, start pulling out all my information. They're like, what are you doing? I said, don't I have to sign for this?
Yeah.
It's like, no. We don't have the IRS here, sir. I'm like, I love you people. So, when I win a big tournament, I'll get to keep all my money.
Nice.
All right. So when I first logged on, Rolando McClain suspended 10 games.
Yep.
Rockets plan to match any offer on Demo. Isn't this a guy they traded and then got stuck back with
him? Yeah, they're like, we don't want you. I mean, we'll take you. Now, we'll match any offer made to him.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either, not for a minute. Now, I don't believe that he's a guy who's going to get some huge offer somewhere else. But to say that we'll match any offer, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and apparently
that's how you make your team worse.
Yeah.
When you commit to signing, like, you've got a mediocre guy, and that's what Demo is. He's a mediocre player. And you say,
who's never healthy. Let's just put that out there.
We'll match any offer made to him. You can't do that.
Mediocrity when you can't stay on the floor makes you a net negative. I mean, you're a negative player because they've counted on you for 2 years. And, when you've been out there, you've been okay. But anyway, so we mentioned the College World Series result. The other thing, Looks like Dwight Howard may be down to Boston or Atlanta.
Okay. What do you think is the best move?
For him, I think Boston, because I like that coaching staff there. I think he'd be a good fit. They'd use him right. You don't have the whole distraction of going home to Atlanta where he's supposed to be something. And I like that basketball team. I think that's
the
best
fit. You think they're getting better?
Yeah. I don't know that he makes them much better, but he's an upgrade over what they have.
Kind of feel that way, too. I think the Hawks have been good for a while, and everybody talks about them as Spurs East. I don't see that. But I could see – I think he could do well in either one of those places, because I don't think he would be looked at as the, you know, like the go-to guy, or really a go-to guy even, in either of those places. And I think that may be what he needs. He needs some of that pressure taken off of him.
Yeah, well, it's not like he was under a ton of pressure here. I do think that he should have been used more last year. I know that that was something that frustrated him. I think his biggest problem has always been he doesn't like being used in the pick and roll, and that's where he's most effective. He likes posting up and shooting. But if he would ever accept that, and I think he needs to at this stage of his career, I still think the guy could, you know, put up a decent amount of points. And in the right system, and right up there, you're right, there's not going to be much pressure on him. And it's Eastern Conference. I think he can – I think he'll be fine there. I think that's where he should go. In fact, Dwight, if you're listening, go to Boston.
Yeah.
I think it's better for you than Atlanta. Although, all this is going to happen tomorrow, and there's all kinds of rumors, as there always are before this. But is there – of all the guys out there, obviously Durant's the big fish, and you know, I think that one we have no clue on. Is there, of the other guys out there, who do you think is most likely to wind up, you know, making an impact somewhere? Like, for instance, going to, like, I don't know if Dwayne Wade's going anywhere, but.
I mean, I think Al Horford is the best player likely to move. And I've said before, I think Nick Batum is a guy who is going to go somewhere and be a real impact player, because that's a guy who has just flown under the radar almost his entire career. And you get that guy on a good team where he's the third best player, you're not going to get many guys. You're not going to find many guys who will be your third best player that are better than Nick Batum.
I think Mike Conley's going to help a team if he goes somewhere. But all those guys are going to get big money. And apparently, I guess, Joakim Noah's going to New York, and there's already people melting down about how much he's getting. But, I mean, the market's the market. I think people get caught up in the amount of these contracts, and the reality is if you're a free agent and a team needs you at that position, then that's what they're going to pay. And yeah, there's backstops now to where you can get out of these bad contracts if they wind up sucking for you. But I still think he can play a little bit. I don't know that New York is – I still don't know that team's going to be any good. I mean, I don't know how much Derrick Rose really has left, but – hey, that's what it takes to get the guy. That's a cost.
Yep.
According to a longtime friend of Kevin Durant, decision is 90% made to re-sign with the Thunder.
That doesn't surprise me.
Me either.
The closer this thing's gotten to it, the more I've kind of accepted that. Although I do think it's going to be a one-year deal, and he's going to wait and see what happens. But, you know, one more year.
Yeah, and he'll go through all this again next year.
Yep.
And he'll make more money next year, which is with a long-term deal, which is why it's smart for him to do that. But all of this will happen at midnight, so by the time we're on the air tomorrow, there should be lots to talk about in the NBA, and we'll see if there's a kind of move that shifts the power. I don't know that. I mean, I think the guys you mentioned there can make a team better, but unless Horford winds up in Golden State, I don't know that there's going to be a move that really shifts the balance of power in the league.
No, I don't think so either.
Because Durant, obviously, I don't think he's going anywhere. If he does, he would certainly do it. My favorite thing, I was going through doing show prep today, and I didn't even click on it because it was the dumbest headline I'd ever seen. 5 potential landing spots for LeBron James. Yeah, I'm like, no.
Cleveland?
I'm not even looking at it. I didn't even look at it.
Cleveland.
You've got to be kidding. It's like Cleveland.
Well, they assume he opted out of his option, which I guess for some reason that made people think that means he's leaving. I beg to differ. I don't think that's the case.
No, it's the same thing that he was going to do all along because, again, he can get paid more money. I would be stunned if there's any movement there at all. And 979, talking about Noah, said, won't he get paid like a go-to guy? Not with the way the salary cap is anymore. He'll get paid like a starter, and a starter who was a free agent. And that's the thing. The cap has changed so much, and it's gone up so much that teams can pay you more. And it all comes down to when you it all comes down to when you're a free agent. It's not much different than why Andrew Luck got the biggest contract yesterday. He came up as his free agency came up. The market value was that. That's what you get. So honestly, I think people get too caught up in how much money is being spent. I think in free agency, you're almost always going to make bad decisions because you are going to pay guys for something they did for somebody else. It's pretty rare when you're going and getting somebody who's right in the prime of their career, like LeBron did when he left Cleveland. It's very rare when you get those and they work out. But most of the time, when you do deals like this, it doesn't help you that much. Unless you can get a Kevin Durant or a player of that caliber, overspending in free agency, it makes up for your bad drafts, is basically what it does. It's a crutch for teams that draft like crap. 713-780-ESPN.
Did you see that there are teams, and I think as of now, it's just NFL teams. Maybe I didn't read the story correctly, but there are a group of teams who want to, when they do the salary cap, adjust it for taxes, for the taxes you pay, which would take a big advantage away from Texas, where there is no state income tax.
Right.
But, oh, it's the NBA, not the NFL, I'm sorry. But they want a tax-adjusted salary cap in the next CBA.
Screw that.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what – and it's funny because
– everybody has advantages. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go, you've either got weather advantages or
– if you're New York, you've got the market or Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah. The only advantage that our state has and that Florida really has is no state income tax. It's funny because – I was all excited. I thought the Maple Leafs were going to be able to sign Steven Stamkos. And when you saw his deal, it's like 8.5 a year. It's like, wow, they were going to offer $11 million.
Yeah.
We actually adjust the taxes for it. They would have had to pay him $12.4 a year to match what he's getting in Florida for $8.5.
Yeah.
And that's just never going to happen. And that's the advantage that states like Florida and Texas have. I guess Washington's another one. Vegas will have that, right? I think Nevada's a no-income tax state. So – no, screw you, NBA. That's the price of doing business.
Yeah.
That's where you chose to do business.
Exactly. If you choose to set up your NBA franchise in a state that has state income tax, then that's part of the deal.
Yeah. I mean, you choose to live there. You get some of the benefits. Hey, if you're in Colorado, you get legal weed.
Yeah.
That's a plus. That'll get players there. Everybody has their thing. Don't take that from us. That's all we got, man.
Levi says, how would you feel about the Thunder if they keep Durant and sign Horford? You'd have to feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that might be a balance of power switch, although they were a Final Four team. So
they're already a really good team.
Yeah.
And if you talk about Horford, Durant, Westbrook, and Oladipo, and Steven Adams, what he's become, I mean, you got a good squad there. It seems like that may be overextending themselves financially, for a team who – you're not going to be. The problem is, let's say you sign Horford to a max deal, you're basically admitting that next year Kevin Durant's gone, and I'm sure Oklahoma City's not ready to do that.
And if you get a chance to make one more run with this group, you got to do it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that'd be a big addition. I guess that would change the balance of power a little bit. But I think if you were a Final Four team. And that trade they made with Orlando, I think, helps them.
Yep.
That might be the one that puts them over the top. Maybe they can get by Golden State. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Lots more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. So apparently Al Horford is meeting with the Rockets tomorrow, along with Oklahoma City and several others. Be a great pickup if they could get him. I don't like their chances, but at least they got a meeting.
Yeah.
There is that.
Got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah. And apparently they're also after Ryan Anderson as well, which doesn't shock me. They've been after that guy for 5 years.
Yeah.
They may overpay that for him, but we'll see. Should be an interesting couple of days. I don't blame the Rockets for swinging at these guys, and you just – at some point, you hope they hit on one.
Yeah.
But Foster asking, would Harrison Barnes be a good fit?
I think Harrison Barnes would be a good fit. I just don't think that you want to pay Harrison Barnes the kind of money that he's going to demand. You know, that's a guy who's probably going to get a max contract from somewhere. I don't think Harrison Barnes is a max contract player.
Yeah.
Especially somebody, away from Golden State.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay him that. And I think Horford, if the Rockets maxed him, would bother me less, because basically you're just replacing his contract, you're replacing Howard's contract with him, and I think he's a better player at this stage of his career than Howard. Although he's 30 years old too. So,
yeah. And I think that these guys who are going to get max contracts are going to have better options than Houston.
Yeah.
And I know Rockets fan doesn't want to hear that, but right now, hell, even Boston may be a better option than Houston right now.
The only advantage is what we were talking about earlier. Income tax.
Taxes, yeah.
You can make more money.
But if you got
that option, then you might want to go to Dallas. You might want to go to, you know, depending on what, I don't know, San Antonio has the room to do something like that. But, you know, San Antonio is a better option.
Yeah, depending on who you are, too. I mean, how important is winning to you? I don't think anybody's looking at Houston as a place where they're coming to, you know, get a ring.
Well, I think you overstate that, though. Most of these guys don't care about that. They just want to get
paid. I'm saying I don't know how – I don't know what your mindset is. But if you're – I think guys like Al Horford, I could see – this is a guy who's been in the league for a long time and hasn't even come close. I could see him wanting to get something done, you know.
But he's not going to take less money to do it. But none of these guys are. That's the thing. And yeah, if you're a contender and you can offer the guy max money, absolutely.
Right.
That's optimal, and he may have that option. And I think if an Oklahoma City would count as that option. But
you don't think some teams would take less to go play in Golden State or in San Antonio?
I think some guys would, but I think it's a minority. I think it's a smaller amount than you do. Most guys don't care about that. They just want to get paid. And a lot of times it's guys at the end of their career. There's not a ton of guys in their prime, I think, that would do that, would take less money. And that's why when everybody was ripping those guys for doing that in Miami, I kind of admired it that they took less money to try to win a championship, because not many guys will do that.
Yeah.
And they're out there. There's a few. But it's a money business, man. And I think the one thing that's a little different this year is because the cap is going up so much, I don't think it's going to be – you know, in most cases, these guys will be able to make what they want to make. 713-780-ESPN. Phil asking me, will you speak on tonight's Red Blacks game, especially with Harris starting? Do you have a play on the total? I do not. I have not done any CFL handicapping. I am going to watch the game because they're playing Saskatchewan, but I'm still kind of out of the betting business right now. So my apologies. If I start looking at it here in the next couple of weeks, I'll tweet stuff out. But, you know, the other thing is, how many guys are lining up to play for Mike D'Antoni?
That's another thing I would put in as a negative for this market right now. There's not a lot of people who I think believe in that coach.
409 asks, considering they're in a better position, what pieces do the Astros need to add to continue their success and push to lock up a wild card?
They need a frontline starter, I think. I mean, that's – clearly, the bullpen is the one thing you can say has been an absolute strength.
And even though Giles hasn't been what you've expected, Harris has been what you thought Giles was going to be.
Right.
So,
it's all evened out. But starting pitching has to be better. And they're pitching well now, But, to be a real contender, I think they need to add another front of the rotation guy. And it doesn't have to be, a David Price type player, which was the top guy last year, I guess, that people were looking for. But I think they need to do something like, you remember last year when the Royals signed Johnny Cueto?
Yeah.
That's the kind of player that was able to push them over the top, I think.
And it depends on which one of those guys is available, but I think that's and you may have that guy. Maybe Dallas Keuchel becomes Dallas Keuchel again.
And
even with that, yeah, you need another one.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to see another bat, another home run type bat in the middle of that lineup, because I think Jose Altuve masks a lot of what's wrong with the rest of that lineup. And you've got a lot of guys that will go through that are very streaky. Valbuena's on a good streak right now, but in general, yeah, I think I'd like to see more consistency. One more bat in there that's a hard out. And if you put somebody in there between Correa and Altuve, because you can pretty much count on those guys. I'd like one more guy like that you could count on. And again, maybe that internally happens.
It will also, who's available out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know what's out there and what you'd have to give up, because that's the flip side of it. But, those are the things that I would be looking for, but I wouldn't be looking to overpay, because I still think internally those guys may be there. Maybe, I know A.J. Reed's looked terrible here, but maybe he does develop into that bat for you by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is Alex Bregman. You are getting a lot out of guys like Marwin Gonzalez and players like that. I just would like to see a little more consistency.
Yeah, and we're still not sure. It's hard to say at this point who's going to be buyers, who's going to be sellers, who's available, who's not. And there's other teams who need pitching more than the Astros do.
And may have more to give up, because the Astros did give up an awful lot last season to get some of these guys from their system. So that's always part of it too, is who you're competing against. All right, if you have to play the game tonight, take the under. All right, okay, Phil. They drag me back in. Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to see as in the next couple weeks, I think we're going to start to see who's buyers, who's sellers, who's going to be available, what other teams are going to be looking. I still think that there's somebody's going to land Ryan Braun, and
that's the kind of bat. That's
a game-changing bat.
That's the kind of bat I'm talking about. If you get a guy like that in the middle of your lineup, it makes everybody around him better.
And that's not just a for this year investment. That's not a cargo like, oh, we'll have him for the end of this year and next year. That's a guy you'll have for the next 4 years, and it can, that's a guy you can build a team around.
And if he's batting behind Carlos Correa, you can't pitch around Correa.
Yeah.
That's a guy that can make a huge difference for you. Obviously that's kind of well beyond the kind of player that you're going to be able to get.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's well beyond the kind of player that Jim Crane wants to pay.
Well, that's the flip side.
Because I think the Astros could get a guy like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, because they seem to have cheap ownership.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And we always said, I was going to reserve judgment on him until we saw the team get good and whether or not he would spend money. And he hasn't. So I think at this point it's fair to say, yeah, he's cheap. And until he proves different and goes out and does something like that, if he does, be the first one to say, yeah, okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So there, we got a little Rockets and a little Astros in. I actually have some Texans for you at 5 o'clock, believe it or not.
A little bit of everything today. Yeah. It's a smorgasbord out here in Dave and Buster's.
That's right. We're Dave and Buster's on Richmond. We'll be doing the show until 7, then the poker tournament starts. If you want to play, get out here, get signed up. If you didn't win a spot, they'll sign you up. And if you can get here by 6:30, you're probably going to get in. They're going to try really hard to get everybody in. But if you did win a spot, you also have to be here by 6:45 and make sure that you confirm your spot. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Dave & Buster's, where...
Locked in.
7 o'clock, poker tournament. Got to tell you all about it. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic tonight, or we'll be at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Big Stack Poker League is the tournament director. Sign-in for available seats starts in 13 minutes. So, actually, if you get here before 5, they'll probably let you sign in.
Probably.
We're going to shuffle up and deal at 7:15. Top 25 advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. It is completely free to play. You just need to get out here. And if you didn't win a spot, you need to get out here by about 6:30, and they'll take care of you. And if you did win a spot, just get here by 6:45. And just a reminder, we are at Dave & Buster's on Richmond, 6010 Richmond Avenue, and happy hour from 4:30 to 7. Happy hour is going on right now. We're missing happy hour. 4:30 to 7, half-price cocktails, beer and wine specials, and they've got 20-plus new games over in the game area. Also, they've got their weekday specials going on Tuesdays. They have two for Tuesdays, two free game plays, and $2 tacos. And all games are half price all day on Wednesdays, which is when I usually come over here and play my horse game. So there you go.
You haven't played today?
No, I didn't get in today. I had some stuff to do at home, so okay. I just got here in time for the show. But, so this will be fun. Come on out. And always getting a lot of we always get a lot of people for these, and they're always a lot of fun. And I have it arranged where all blitzers at my table. So I'm happy. A32S, not calling you out, but after your big win on the ponies, did you get pushback from bookies from giving out such a good pick? No. It's pari-mutuel wagering. There's no bookies. So have you ever been threatened by bookies or casino? No, I'm retiring because it is a hell of a lot of work, man. And frankly, this last Triple Crown in particular, man, I just felt under a ton of pressure from people who I knew were using my picks, and it's just, and just to write that thing up took almost 5 hours. Derby,
it's a lot of work, man.
It's a ton of work, and frankly, I just don't think it's that appreciated. I take more grief when I'm wrong than when I'm right, and you know what? That's why I did the book, so that you guys can figure out how to do it on your own. That's why we did the sports betting book, so you guys could figure out all our secrets. You don't need us. And yeah, I'm still going to keep playing horses. And if I'm someplace with my friends, I'll tell them what I'm playing. But for the most part, I've been doing picks at that track for 20 years, and that's a lot of extra work. And I just don't know that I have the time or the interest to keep doing that. So as of now, the plan is, you know, I'm kind of done with it. It has nothing to do with bookies or being threatened or anything else. It's just, it is a lot of freaking work. And I'm an old man. You know, I'm trying to enjoy what time I have left on the planet.
Yeah.
So, anyway. And somebody else says, look for the Red Sox to make a big-time trade for top of the rotation pitcher. They're always going to be in the market for something. I mean, that's and they'll spend money, and they've got prospects. So.
That's the thing. Like you said, they'll spend money.
Yeah.
They'll go out and get better.
Yeah, and...
And they've got money that just is being wasted right now, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're paying Pablo Sandoval big money, and he doesn't even get on the field. I mean, they're paying a lot of money to guys who are totally useless, and they'll still go out and spend more money.
Hmm. Dustin said, I don't get the crane is cheap talk. Last offseason, I didn't see a free agent I'd throw big money at. Well, it doesn't have to be necessarily the biggest free agents that you're in on. But there were guys that you could have spent some money on, and not even a ton of money. And I have, from the beginning, said, I'll believe him when he says when we get good, if there's money to be spent, we'll spend it. And so I've defended him. Well, they're good now. I've seen money out there to be spent, and they're not doing it. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if you get to a point this year where, okay, Braun's available, will you take him? Well, no, we're not. We're going to pass on that deal. And it's because of money, then, yeah, you're cheap.
And to say that there weren't good – I mean, I think there were some guys, some starting pitchers specifically, and I wouldn't expect them to go on a Zach Greinke type or a David Price, but I think that next level down, I think that Even Jordan Zimmerman, who looks like a value now, what he's doing in Detroit. I think that Ian Kennedy would have been a nice pitcher here in this park. You know, there were guys available that could have helped that they just never even considered because they didn't want to spend any money. And there were some big bats available, too, in the offseason. Like Yanis Cespedes was available. They didn't even look at him. You know, we've talked about outfield defense, and Alex Gordon was available. They didn't talk to him.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of guys they didn't even really get into a discussion with because they knew they didn't want to spend any money.
Just check Facebook. Royal Purple Speedway Baytown, please shout out Fight Like Stevie, raising awareness for childhood cancer. It's going on right now. So very cool. Shout out to Fight Like Stevie. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, and Jackie brings up a really good point. Also chose to trade away young talent for inexpensive Giles rather than sign a high-dollar closer.
True.
That was another thing, that they wanted somebody under team control who would not be expensive. And that's fine. I mean, that's smart baseball. And
it's smart baseball when it works out, and this time it didn't.
Well, it hasn't yet. I'm not writing off the trade yet. I still don't like the fact that Velasquez was in that trade, and I said it at the time. But, you know, that's the kind of move that they needed to make. And, you know, so far it hasn't worked, but you've also gotten more out of Harris than you ever dreamed of. So it's balanced out. And I do think at some point Giles will be fine. But, you know, I didn't mind that move. But at some point, you know, you do have to spend some money. And I'm not saying go sign Carlos Lee again and do that kind of deal. But I do think that it's going to come a point where if you're not doing deals because of money, you're cheap.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you can't win.
That's for sure. I think Kansas City's a pretty cheap organization.
But, you know, what I'd rather you just come out and say is, look, we're not going to spend money. We're gonna try to do this within the parameters that we have here, and this is what we're doing, and that's you know, and that's it. So don't expect us to go out and get guys. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And you know, there'll be a lot of that's the other thing. The Rangers are going to be in the market for some stuff, and they've got some prospects to trade. The Blue Jays have already shown they're not afraid to throw money at people. So I think they're going to be in the market. And that's what it's going to come down to if you're the Astros. Is it's not just what can you get. It's who are you going to be competing against for those guys. So anyway. All right. So we're going to do this when we come back. But I found a website that had the Texans projected depth chart.
Okay.
And at 5 o'clock, I want to go over it with you because they're much more high on some places than I think you and I are.
All right.
But we'll discuss that. That way we'll get in a little bit of that Texans talk.
A little football
talk.
Yeah. I'm always for it. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Summertime's here. You want to be out in the backyard entertaining, maybe on your patio, maybe your outdoor kitchen. But it's probably not in the best shape right now. That's where Allied Outdoor Solutions can come in. They can redo your outdoor area with some custom style and quality that you've come to expect from Allied. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a Carvstone overlay. Carvstone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, and custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's very durable, twice as strong as concrete. And Allied stands behind Carvstone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on both residential and commercial projects. They can also help you save some money, too. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied Outdoor Solutions. That's why they're the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting all over. Get a Carvstone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. You will be amazed at what they can make your backyard into. A paradise, I'm telling you. Or check out the Carvstone Projects photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. And I say, hey, hey, hey.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.